This is an All Ears English bonus. Confident phone calls in English and a free live web class.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
In today's bonus, you'll learn native phrases for requesting clarification and repetition on phone calls. These are vital strategies you need for successful phone calls at work. Also, you get an invitation to our upcoming web class.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Great, Aubrey. I'm excited to be over here on All Ears English. I don't come over here that often anymore.
I know, right? It's been a while for me too. I did some really fun series with Lindsay, but it's been a while. And yeah, they record in advance. They are go-getters, Lindsay and Michelle.
Lindsay and Michelle are way ahead, you guys. So Aubrey and I are doing a quick popover bonus here, guys, because we want to cordially extend a most honorable invitation to you to come to a business English web class that Aubrey and I are doing very, very soon.
Yes, it's in just a week or two. My dates here, Saturday and Monday. Let's see. July, what is it, Jessica? Do you have that offhand?
July 24th, guys. That is the first opportunity, okay? So July 24th is that Saturday. Sign up there. We're also doing one the following week. So choose the time that works best for you guys. It is all about how to understand and be clear with your English on the phone. The most anxiety racked situation, guys. So sign up. You get vocab. You get strategies. allearsenglish.com/phone. Now, we are also going to teach you a couple of vocabulary phrases today to get you excited about this web class. So these phrases, again, are for the phone calls, guys, in English, especially when you are trying to be professional. So what is the first phrase our students should use on the phone?
Yes. So you're going to start seeing, the more you make phone calls in English, some repeated actions. And one of them is requesting clarification. This is going to happen, that you don't understand what someone says and you need some high-level native phrases to naturally request for someone to clarify themselves. So the first one, you can just say, okay, just to clarify real quick, and then repeat what you think you understood, right? And then you, whoever you're talking with on the phone, if you didn't quite understand, they'll say, oh, you know, no, that's not exactly what I meant. I meant this. And they'll clarify, and then you're sure that you're both on the same page, as we say.
Yeah, totally. I think, guys, it is so important to have specific phrases like this instead of just saying what all the time. Because in this case, for example, if you say what and they just repeat exactly what they just said, like that doesn't help you, right? Like you've already heard those same words, right? So if you're just a little bit unclear on one point, or you just want to summarize in your own words, right, to make that communication as clear as possible, which in business, of course, is vital, then you need specific phrases. Do you want them to repeat exactly what they said? Do you just want to clarify or make sure you understand? So in this case, guys, the clarification. Don't just say what, say, okay, just to clarify real quick. And then again, like Aubrey said, you summarize what you believe the meaning to be in simple terms. Very direct, very clear, right? And I love this because it's so native to say, just to clarify real quick. It's not like really quickly or real quickly, right, which
it's pretty informal.
Grammatically correct, right? Exactly. It's informal. It leads to a relaxed connection between you and the native person on the phone. Okay, awesome. So what's the next phrase?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you're also going to need to ask someone to repeat themselves. And there are unnatural ways to do that, you know, to be like, I did not understand. Can you repeat what you said, please? Right? A sort of a very formally spoken thing, or there are very native, natural ways. So for example, you could say, sorry, I didn't catch that. Do you mind repeating? Just like Jessica said, we speak very informally, even on a business call. We don't speak formally like you see in business English textbooks. It's all pretty informal, especially if it's someone you have talked to before, a colleague, yeah, someone you work with often, you're not going to be that formal. So this is a great phrase. If you didn't hear them, maybe the line cut out, or you're just not sure you understood, you can just say, sorry, I didn't catch that. Do you mind repeating?
And I would say this is actually still quite formal. I would only say this in a professional context on the phone, right? Like if I'm talking to a friend, I'd be like, what? What was that? Right? Because like with increased familiar context comes fewer words. We use fewer words. We use shorter sentences when we speak to family and friends, often incomplete sentences when we talk to family and friends. You're just like, what? Sorry? Huh? That's not even a word. Huh? We don't do that on the phone in a professional context. We use complete sentences, but still including this more informal vocab. Like, I didn't catch that. Like, that's an idiom, right? So it makes it a little more relaxed, but still formal grammar, long complete phrases, which qualifies in a professional context, right? So guys, all of this vocab is hitting the exact tone you need to develop relationships on the phone, to get natives to trust you, to want to talk to you on the phone, guys. So learn more about this vocab and strategies. Aubrey and I are super excited to see you in this web class. It's live, guys, so show up, get ready to talk to us. Aubrey, where can students sign up for this web class?
Yes, go to allearsenglish.com/phone. That's an easy one, easy to remember, right? Everyone listening today is going to have to speak English on the phone. And it is more difficult. You can't see the speaker. You can't see their visual cues. You need strategies. You need to know the language that's commonly used. So we are going to teach you that in a very fun way on our web classes. If you've never been to one of our web classes, you're missing out, guys. So sign up. Space is limited. So go to allearsenglish.com/phone.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see you guys there. And you, Aubrey, I love doing web classes with you. It's so fun.
I know it is.
All right, All Ears English audience, we are very excited to talk to you real soon in the web class, allearsenglish.com/phone. Grab your spot right now. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you there.
Yep, see you there. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.